Just when you thought there wasn't enough fun happening in the world, you find out about the 19th annual Humboldt Juggling Festival. A wonderful way to come celebrate all sorts of activities and feel good. I'm really happy to have Trish the Dish in the studio. She's the festival director, and without her, Kevin Axtell says, festival might not be happening. Trish the Dish has a master's in theater from HSU and an undergrad from Syracuse University in visual and performing arts, and she's also the author of the Zephram Gates series. Kevin Axtell, who's here, also is a professional juggler and entertainer, many years running. And this is his 15th Humboldt Juggling Festival. And this is running today through the 24th in the West Gym here on the Humboldt State University campus. And then there's a fundraiser at the D Street tomorrow night at 6:30 with a show at 7. And you can get tickets at the West Gym at the Welcome Desk, as well as at Wildberries. And Trish the Dish says, get those tickets early. Kids are in free, kids under 6. And there's a really reasonable entry fee for everybody else. And so without further, what's a juggling? without further balls in the air, Kevin, let's talk to you about what's happening. Hi, welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Yeah, my 15th Humboldt Juggling Festival. I keep coming back. I love it so much. I go to these things all over the country, and this is really one of the funnest, best, most joyful juggling festivals that I know of, really, in the world. For a lot of people, they think juggling, they just think three balls in the air, but it's so much more than that. All weekend long at the West Gym, we're gonna have juggling and clowning and flow arts, things like poi and staff and fans, hula hoop, lots of hula hoop. We're gonna have acrobats. I mean, people are juggling every type of thing you can imagine. And if you've never juggled anything before, perfect. That's awesome. Come on down. It's free, and we're teaching people.
So you teach people at this festival?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a big part of what it's about.
It's not just a show.
No, not just a show. All weekend at the gym during the daytime, the West Gym.
All ages?
All ages, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And juggling is something that has changed our lives, Trish yeah. and I, and so many other people. So anytime you find a juggler, they are very often just ready to teach you and share it because they love it. It changed their lives for the better. We're talking about an age and era where everyone's on a screen or two or three screens. And juggling puts you in the physical moment right there in reality. No screens. It's you moving through and interacting
space
with
space and time.
Space mm-hmm. and time. Yeah. And being creative.
And having
with
a good time.
Playing.
It brings out the joy,
That's exactly right.
How many people are teaching?
Oh, I'm imagining they're going to, I don't even know.
We don't know. There's so many.
So many.
Workshops.
And our workshops start at 2 o'clock today.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to be teaching a partner acrobatics workshop on Sunday at 11 a.m., which is really fun. So, you can put that on your schedule.
So you can just drop in anytime, maybe on the hour is a good time to show up. Uh-huh. But anytime, all ages, it's free all weekend long.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Trish.
That's right. Yeah. And Sunday,
okay.
The games, juggler games is kind of like Olympic games, obviously a little less formal, but we have games, who can juggle five balls the longest. We have these combat games where you battle it out juggling. And there's these fabulous prizes. I mean, it's a show in and of itself. Oh my, just on
true.
Sunday.
Well,
show
oh
up. It's free. Watch the jugglers compete and play games. Also, people don't realize juggling is a lot of interacting with other people.
It's true.
You don't sit there juggle alone in a corner. You throw things back and forth. It's a very social activity.
Yeah, we even have one game that's called huggling, where you're actually hugging another person while juggling behind their back, mm-hmm. and they're doing the same thing. So
that's such a great weekend to bring kids of all ages and grown-ups and everybody come over and have a good time. Go ahead.
And then we have all these inspiring performers that are here for our fundraiser show, which is this Saturday, March 23rd at the D Street Neighborhood Center.
And fundraiser for what?
It's for the entire festival.
Okay.
And
so you really count on that to help.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. And there's
Propaganda is the name of this year's fundraiser. Go ahead.
Propaganda.
Propaganda.
A little pun on words there.
It's very funny.
Yeah. And it turns out, well, we also have Beatrice Bragg in the room.
Beatrice, have a seat.
I'm here. I'm going to be the house manager over at the D Street Neighborhood Center on Saturday night. And I'm telling you, you should definitely get there at 6:30 and get your tickets early because, you know, we're going to sell out. And I like to not work too hard, but I like to work it. You know what I mean?
So are there seats there? It's a show for
the Saturday night. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of seats there, but there's, you know, only so many. So you got to get there when the getting's good.
Really reasonable
entry. It's sold out last year, right, Beatrice?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It sells out every year.
Every year sells out. And I just got to say, even though I'm in the show, I'm not talking about myself when I say that. Many of the best jugglers in the country are here. It's no joke.
So now that's an actual show.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And how long does that last? From 6:30 doors open, 7 till like 9 or something?
Well, yeah.
A little later.
You know, we do have an intermission.
That rhymes with Trish.
It does. we have an intermission, and that is with, we'll have pre-show and midway entertainment with local clown and wizard at play, A-OK, and Nanny Nature.
Mm.
And then, of course, all of these other incredible performers, including the amazing Kevin Axtell, who is right here, and Jeremiah Johnston, who is... Oh, actually a graduate of HSU, and a lot of our other locals. We have a physical comedy duo called Double V. They're coming from Eugene, and they're pretty funny.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And the gym is wheelchair accessible, and also you're having sign language interpreters?
That's what the HSU people say.
Okay.
Upon request, I believe.
How did this all come about? Trish, this festival?
Well, our friend, giant juggler Walter Beals, started the festival in the year 2000. And Walter,
HSU grad.
Yes, he's also an HSU grad. He is so big. He's 6'4". He's so big he can actually juggle me, which is true. We've demonstrated this. And ever since then, I don't know, he just had the enthusiasm and nobody could stop. And now it's got its own trajectory. It's mm-hmm. got its a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth mentioning that 19 annual festivals is a real accomplishment. Many juggling festivals spring up. They last 5 or 6 years, and then they fall to the wayside. But it shows the passion, the dedication, the talent, and the skill of the Humboldt Juggling Circus Society to bring this back year after year. It means a lot to those of us who really live and love the art of juggling.
Yep, it's true. And they just get better and better. And if you want to know about our workshop schedule, you can go to our website at humboldtjugglingsociety.org. And it will be listed there if it's not already. I think it's there.
humboldtjugglingsociety.org. Mm-hmm. And let's see, what time does it start today?
It's already started. Yeah,
there's people over there.
Yeah, noon till 9
first
today.
Workshops start at 2. First
and
workshops at 2.
Tomorrow, all day.
10 a.m. till 6.
Okay.
And then, of course, they go directly over to the fundraiser show at
Absolutely.
The D Street Neighborhood Center. And then on Sunday, we're there from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m.
HSU West Gym, we are just about ready to say goodbye. Tell me who you are.
Once again, I'm Kevin Axtell from Sonora, professional entertainer.
Welcome to Humboldt, Kevin Axtell, professional entertainer from Sonora.
Thank you.
And Trish the Dish, local, fairy at large.
Local, fairy at large, and theater goddess extraordinaire as well as author. Well, thank you for bringing so much joy to all of us. And once again, the 19th Annual Humboldt Juggling Festival, March 22nd through the 24th. That's today through Sunday at the HSU West Gym. How about a global goodbye?
Woo-hoo! We'll see y'all there. Thank you.
Bye.
They're waving at you guys. Thanks for coming in.